Hi everybody, and welcome to Matrix Live, Season 11, Episode 1. So I'm afraid you're back with me again, and I wanted to do a bit of a special episode because it's been a really interesting week in Matrix Land. Specifically, a bunch of us went over to Paris on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to the Hack Days hackathon that we mentioned in the last couple of Matrix Lives. And this was a lot of fun. Specifically, the event as a whole was people going, about 280 people, I think, in total, hacking on various things that go into France's La Suite Numérique, i.e. the digital suite of open source software that DNUM makes available, which includes CHAP, which is a fork of Element, as well as various other systems like Docs, which is an open source Notion clone, and Drive, which is a Google Drive clone, and Meet, which is their live kit based thing that hopefully we can get talking Matrix RTC, and a bunch of other cool things like that. And we did is I went as a mentor to help anybody building on top of Matrix, and also the Element web team went. And they participated in the hackathon. And what we did, or what they did, although I ended up getting involved too, predictably enough, was to do the experiment of whether we could get the Matrix Rust SDK running inside a browser and then hook up a React web interface to it that could basically be the basis of a Element X web in future. Now, this is something that we've been wanting to do for years and years, ever since starting to seriously build on Matrix Rust SDK and use it as the basis of Element X on iOS and Android. However, it's been a slightly choppy journey. First of all, Rust SDK had to get mature enough anyway, and obviously there's been huge amounts of maturation that's happened whilst implementing Element X on iOS and Android. And then about a year ago, I did an experiment of going and building a little React test jig called Aurora, which is a secret test code name. Anybody who watched too many X-Files will know that Aurora is a mythical stealth delta plane that may or may not be alien technology UFO. It is also, of course, the goddess of the dawn and many other great code names, and so an appropriate name for experimenting with a next generation Element X web. And what I did was to get this thing hooked up to Rust SDK, albeit in Tauri. Tauri being the better than Electron desktop environment, where you basically plug a Rust engine into your local web view of your operating system to create a very lightweight desktop app. And this thing worked relatively well, but it was very hacky, and frankly, I wasn't very proud of the code, and so I never open sourced it and never spoke to anybody about it, other than getting a vague feeling of how this thing could work. However, when the hackathon came around on Monday, David Langley, who's the engineering manager at Element for Element Web, said, hey, why don't we pick up Matthew's old Aurora code and see if we can get it working with Rust SDK in the browser. Now, this is interesting because the other big missing ingredient here has been having WebAssembly bindings for the Matrix Rust SDK. However, over the last year, a whole bunch of work has been done on this by the good people at Filament, who are one of the newer members of the Matrix ecosystem, who are going and building out some really interesting sounding apps on top of Rust SDK. And what they did was to take the React Native bindings, which Johannes, formerly at Element, but then working on them at UnoMed, and also I think for Filament, has been working on recently, and combine that with also going and doing loads of work on UniFFI, or Unify, which is the binding generator for Rust that we use to spit out the Swift and Kotlin bindings for Element X on mobile, but getting that to also spit out WebAssembly. And that was done in combination with Mozilla. So this is really quite a broad, sweeping project with at least four or five companies basically collaborating together in different incarnations. But I think it's fair to say that Filament has taken the lead in coordinating folks to go and get the WebAssembly bindings done. And we started to get PRs upstreamed into the Matrix Rust SDK, I think at the beginning of last week, from Daniel Salinas, who's the lead developer at Filament, who'd been working on this. And they're kind of trickling in one by one. And I asked if it would be possible to just upstream the whole thing and see whether it could work so that we could play with them at the hackathon and also kind of build momentum and get more people building on Rust SDK and WebAssembly, including Element. And so very happily, Filament said, yeah, sure, and went and pushed a PR through, which, as I'm cheekily screen sharing, I'm going to try to find. Oh, there's a spoiler. But if we go over to Rust SDK and look at PRs, and then there's going to be a big one here somewhere. Here it is. Complete PR of all WebAssembly-related changes. So this is a 20-file PR of all of the stuff to basically make Rust SDK work on WASM. And you know, it's only 570 lines there, but it depends on the latest and greatest Unify, which has got the support for targeting WASM. So that PR got opened on Chuck's Notes. Last Friday, I think. Yeah, May the 28th. And the hackathon began on the Monday. So we basically sat down at the beginning of the hackathon and said, right, here is our potential plan. Let me zoom in. This is the Docs Notion clone. And so first of all, see if we can get Filament's Rust bindings working, which with a bit of help from Daniel, we got working that Monday afternoon. Then can we hoist the model view model elements from Element Web and put them onto the Aurora test jig so that we could have an actual room list, the same as is about to come up in Element Web, as well as an actual membership list, and perhaps even transport over the main Element Web timeline to it. Well, as you can see, we got two of those done. And then what else could we do? On the second day, on Tuesday, we only had until 3 p.m. And so we blitzed through a whole bunch of other stuff. And I should say, this was almost all Dave Langley and Florian Duros and Michael Tech Guy, Talentinsky, and also joined by Mark, who's one of the DNUM developers working on Chat Web. And as you can see, lots of more bullet points done here. And we even had a couple of stretch goals, like making Aurora use Compound, which is Element's design language, which turns out I'd already done a year ago and have forgotten all about because I'm an idiot. And enough talking. I guess you want to see what this looks like. Well, first of all, it's open source. It's sitting there on Element HQ Aurora. It's sitting on the Hat Days branch, so people from the future, if you're watching this, it will probably be merged to main or have gone somewhere totally different by the time you listen. But right now, at least, it's on the Hat Days branch. And, well, what does it look like? I have one running. Do I have one running here? I've already got one running, and it looks like this. So this is obviously placeholder. It's not using mass yet, so it's legacy login password auth. If I hit login on that and we pray, then come on, it should basically instantly, in theory, load. Come on, this is the slowest I've ever seen it load. What was that about? It should be almost instant. Let me go and refresh it and see what happens. Yeah, okay, so you probably didn't see that, but it's taking a couple of seconds to load. Well, it's still a hell of a lot faster than Element Web. Let me try. I've also got one running on dangerousdemos.net, which is, let me actually log out of this one. You know what it is? It's 4:45 on a Friday, which is the busiest time of the week for matrix.org. So I think this is just matrix.org being slow. So let me try logging in afresh on this one. Well, that's how fast it should load the actual UI. And then, yeah, it's taking a couple of seconds, it seems, for sliding sync to return because things are busy. Either way, you can see that this looks quite a lot like a real Element Web instance. And if we go into, I don't know, the Twim room, then you can see a bunch of a timeline of people talking there about today's Matrix Live being currently recorded. Let's see how meta this is. You can see why we haven't yet published to M, let alone Matrix Live. But what can I show you here? We've got some filters that work. We've got favorites. You can view the unreads. You can see we've got green dots for unread count. We've got our membership list here, which you could go and filter through if we so desired. Although it looks like avatars aren't coming up there, which is a bit of a shame. And that's honestly about it. What we don't have is infinite scrolling timeline yet, although David Langley was just hooking that up too. And I should hasten to say this is a complete test jig. This is literally a couple of days' work on the hackathon. It's not remotely a real app. We don't know what we're going to do with it. Are we going to, I don't know, hoist bits of it into Element, or are we going to push bits of Element into this and actually make it real, Element X Web? I don't know. For now, there's one running on dangerousdemos.net. I'll probably tear it down in a couple of days because I use that domain for all sorts of weird and wonderful dangerous demos. But it's also dead easy to run yourself. If you go to the repo here, you can see the screenshots. And you just need to grab, well, I think you don't even need to do that. You just basically do yarn. It's not even yarn tori dev and build. It's just yarn and yarn dev, and it will pop this thing up and you can read about the philosophy. In terms of what it can do, what it can't do, then, well, there's a huge list here. As I said, it only does legacy login. You can't create rooms, no spaces, no room directory, no breadcrumbs, hardly anything in the timeline. The timeline doesn't even do back pagination yet. Nothing in the composer. No end-to-end encryption, of at least in terms of setting up for us, although it does work for new conversations automatically from Rust SDK. No notifications, very little room details, no settings, no element call, and no internationalization, etc. But it's still very, very much a huge step forwards. And a fun thing, if we open up the inspector here, and you can see that it's frantically trying to upload my end-to-end encryption keys, but I haven't set up 4S, so that's never going to work, is that if we look at the memory footprint of my test account here and take a snapshot, then it's 88 megs of heap. So that is, in comparison with my Element Web on this account, is about 500 megs. So it's an order of magnitude improvement in memory management. And obviously in terms of performance, it should be a radical improvement. Let me just try refreshing again and see if it's any faster to do sliding sync. Yeah, okay, that's more what I was expecting earlier, like less than a second. And it could be so much more because whilst we were debugging some things here, we spotted a whole bunch of really embarrassing performance bugs on sliding sync that need to be fixed. So, just wanted to show it off and say huge kudos to the Element Web team who pulled this together, and huge thanks to Filament for leading the way on getting the WebAssembly bindings done. And it's really exciting to see the Matrix community and ecosystem coming together to basically provide and open source the building blocks to allow a whole new generation of web apps to exist. And over the rest of the year, I guess, expect to see more progress on Element X Web as we go and figure out how to glue the monster app that is Element Web, now 11 years old, if you can believe that, and the shiny new SDK that we have in the form of REST SDK. So there you go. Sorry for being overexcited about it, but it was lots of fun. I hasten to add that we miserably failed to win the hackathon. If we had done integrations with Docs or any of the other DNUM products, I suspect that we would have been in a much better place. And there was a very amusing moment at the end when we realized that all we had to do was to make this thing a component and plonk it inside their Notion-style thing so that you could hit plus and do plus a bok for, I know, Element or something, or embed Matrix events or live Matrix events, or perhaps put docs into here as a widget or something, then that would have got a lot of attention. But we realized too late. And so instead, we just did tons of work. In fact, let's see how many PRs went into, how many commits went into this in the end, because it's still opened as a PR. There it is, Hack Days 2025. And so, yeah, started 4 days ago, and that is a mere 149 commits in the hackathon and 76,000 lines of code because we vendored the filament bindings in to it. But that's what we got up to this week, and hopefully that's an exciting way to begin season 11 of Matrix Live. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. See you soon. Bye.